The Bird Show.
All right, let's get John back on here on The Voice Disguiser. Jen, in a nutshell, John's situation.
Well, he and his brother are both friends with the same girl. His brother lives a state or two away, doesn't live here. And his brother was really interested in this girl. And they were friends for a long time and actually sent John to go lay down the groundwork for maybe something more romantic with the brother. And during that time, and as his friendship with her has grown, he's actually started to have feelings for this girl himself. So he's not sure really quite what to do. Respect the brother's wishes that he's really romantically interested, or go for it himself.
All right, before I go to the phones on this whole thing, Wendy, your impression, what does he do?
Definitely have a conversation with the brother, but it seems to me that she's more into John than she would be into the brother anyway, so definitely sit down, have a conversation.
Yeah, all the signs are there that she's totally vibing on John more.
Absolutely.
So that's where his real struggle, I think, is that I think I've got a legitimate shot at her. My brother's blocking me. Melissa, where are you at with this?
Oh, I definitely don't mess up family over this. I mean, it's not worth it. So talk to your brother and get all that straightened out before you pursue her.
Yeah, a lot of virtual listeners, I'm going to take these calls here in a couple of seconds, don't necessarily agree with you on that. I'm with you. You know, if it's family right there, you got to at least be able to sit down and say, dude, you know what? I think she's vibing on me here, but I'm going to respect you. If you want me to back off, that's cool.
What's the point of family if they don't have your back?
I agree with that. I definitely agree with you guys. And I think this girl knows she's playing both of them.
You think so?
Really?
Really?
I think she's aware.
Do women do that?
We love attention.
Do women play games? Yeah. No, but women are just
in a case with two brothers like
but
this?
Women love attention. I mean, and she's getting attention from two brothers who are fighting over her. I mean, she loves it.
Where are you at with this whole thing, Jeff?
I think that those brothers should both be contestants on The Bachelorette on the next season. Because I've heard Wendy and Jen talk about that show, and it sounds really, really good, and I would love to see that storyline.
All right, John, so let me take these calls for you, okay? A bunch of people feel very strongly about this. John is vibing on the same girl that his brother is vibing on, and he's not sure if he should go in or not. Go ahead, Melanie. You are on The Bird Show. You're on The Voice Disguiser as well.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yes, well, honestly, I think he should go for it. Reason being is earlier he mentioned that his brother he felt was somewhat of a player. Now, eventually every player will have the girl that got away, and we all know this. I mean, it's John's turn, it sounds like, and he sounds like a really great guy. I mean, he should so go for it. I mean, I would definitely sit down with your brother, John, and speak with him about it. But, I mean, if his brother is really going to be that angry with him about really getting the girl that he finds that is interested more so in him, then I would be more upset with the brother, honestly. I mean, he should definitely go for it.
See, I understand John's attitude here a little bit because with some more of these details, like Melanie said, John told us earlier that his brother's a total player. So women are coming and going in his life. So the brother here may just be like, big deal. Go ahead. Take her.
But he also said that his brother would settle down with this girl.
He said that, given
the opportunity, would settle down with
this girl. Doesn't every player say that, though?
But we're getting this
that's
from
That's why they're a player, because it works.
If I could just find the right girl, for sure I'd settle down.
But we're getting that from his brother, who's in competition with him over a girl. So, I mean, I think he's a little swaying the jury a little bit there.
Here is Tara. Good morning, Tara. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Hey. I understand his position as a middleman, and it completely sucks, but I think that, he should sit down with his brother and tell him, you know, I've fallen for the same girl that you have, and somebody also needs to just let her know so that she can kind of figure out what's going on so that she doesn't think that John's just blowing her off.
Well, I think she has a bit of an idea. I mean, she knew that John came to her to plant the seeds for his brother. So I don't think there's no secret.
Here's Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. You're on The Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. I think, honestly, John, you should just lay it all out for her and let her know everything that's going on and basically let her choose.
But what if Jen's hunch is true that she's playing both brothers against each other here?
Well, then he'll find that out. he can probably tell if she's faking or not and go from there.
John, does she ever bring up your brother, in conversation, ask about him, how he's doing?
No. And they used to talk a lot, but I know they don't talk anymore because he actually made a comment to her, oh, you talk to him more than me. So I don't even know if they're talking that much as they used to since I got involved. But she's never brought it up. Now, once in a while at a party, she's like, oh, man, I miss his company, but that's maybe twice. She's done it in the, what, 6-7 weeks, I think.
The fact that she doesn't bring him up makes me mm-hmm. think that she's either communicating with him or is into him, because if they were such good friends, like, why wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, that would come up frequently.
Or maybe he's, the brother has fabricated their friendship.
Has exaggerated it, you mean?
Mm-hmm. What? Why are you afraid to talk to your brother directly?
I just don't, I feel bad. I feel like what you guys are saying, like I'm jeopardizing my relationship. Because I know he liked her. They've been friends for like 7+ years. I know he's always had a kind of a thing for her. And this was never my intention, like to ever even get this close ever. And so I'm just, I don't want to ruin anything with him. Like it actually like hurts a lot. Like I don't want to mess up anything with him. And at the same time, on the other hand, someone told me you had to be a little selfish for yourself. And if you see this as something for you, but I'm just.
The only thing that makes me a little. The only thing that makes me a little insensitive about the whole thing is this whole player attitude that you're talking about, because
that's
players
why he said it.
Players cast with a large. Oh, there he goes. His phone went out with a large net, right? So he's saying, "Oh yeah, I've liked this girl for so long."
Right.
He's probably saying that about 300 girls,
maybe. But like I said, I don't know. There's just something where that he's the only perspective we have, because he just said that the reason that she and the brother don't talk is because the brother said, "Look, you're talking to him more than you're talking to me," and there's already a tension there, and the brother is already recognizing that the brother has moved in, you know, into where he was supposed to be his representative, and he's turned into his competition.
So we gave him plenty to chew on there, and we'll check back with him in a couple of days here. Either he can talk to the brother, do something behind his back. One Burt Show listener said, go ahead, talk to the girl and find out where her head's at in this whole thing. So he's got a whole bunch of different angles to chew on.
Get it? The Burt Show.